With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. The new French film, The Intouchables, shows a friendship between an incapacitated white man and his black helper. For Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofshevitz, it's too much driving Miss Daisy.
A rich man in Paris, paralyzed from the neck down in a hang gliding accident, hires a young Senegalese man to be his caregiver. It's an obvious, unlikely pairing. One black, one white, one rich, one a poor immigrant with a prison record, one steeped in Western art, music, and culture, the other a fast-moving street kid kicked out of his aunt's apartment. As you expect, the two make a friendship. Philippe, the white man, François Cluzet, likes the rebellious spirit of Driss, Omar Sy, who doesn't even want the job. He just has to prove that he's been trying to find work in order to get public assistance. The middle of The Intouchables has spirit and fun. At the opera with Philippe, Driss first looks disbelieving as a man dressed as a tree takes the stage. Then, when the singing starts, Driss falls into gales of laughter. The Intouchables has an eye for contradictions, shots of Driss beside formal 18th-century portraits of white men in white wigs. Driss is a check on the pretensions of wealth and formal Western society, and his encounters with Philippe's world create perspective on each of their societies. And a couple of times, the film makes you understand just how this fabulously rich man is, in purely physical terms, utterly helpless. It also, of course, goes the other way. For all his strength, Driss has virtually no power at all in this world. The downside is that Driss is what in American movies has been called the magic Negro. He's the man of a despised race who sees through the phoniness of the rich, and while he can fix the problems that stem from privilege, he will never escape his own social situation. He helps Philippe straighten out his difficult daughter, and he even fixes Philippe's love life with a woman with whom he corresponds. Philippe can only feel sexual in his ears, so Driss finds a hooker who gives good ear massage. But that makes Driss a pimp. And what the film doesn't seem able to find is a way to deal with the social gap between the two men. It can't make Philippe walk, and it can't see Driss as anything but a servant. Driss and Philippe are not equals. Driss works for Philippe. He has to carry a baby monitor wherever he goes in the house, like a leash. So if Philippe has trouble breathing or simply wants Driss to come to him, Driss gets the message. Driss feeds his employer and wipes his bottom. Philippe pays Driss and is nice to him, but that's as far as it goes. The Intouchables knows how to get into this situation, but the movie's clueless about what might be a new stage to this relationship. It's a good enough movie to open the conversation, but then it turns into a demonstration of wealth and toys. Philippe takes the two of them for a ride in his private jet, and then the two hang glide together, as if Driss were a kid from the Fresh Air Fund. The movie could try to create friendship on equal terms. If Philippe and Driss are locked together by need and friendship, the movie doesn't quite get there. After Philippe buys a painting for thousands of euros, the film tries to make Driss into an artist, but it's half-hearted and that storyline disappears. So The Intouchables, a title better in French than in English, is really something like a 30-minute sitcom. It's funny and delightful. François Cluzet and Omar Sy make a good pair of adversary-slash-friends. Some social contradictions are there to look at. But the movie has no real answer for why they can be friends. I'm Howie Mofshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.